Why can't you sleep like a normal person for once, Buttercup? Stupid, stupid, stupid! Oh, sorry, baby. Did I wake you? What time is it? It's 2:30 in the morning. I've been up for hours against my own will, babe. My mind's been running a mile a minute. You've noticed, huh? Well, we've only been living together for 3 months. You were bound to find out how bad I am at falling asleep. I know how unhealthy it is, but it just keeps happening. It's not like I want to be wide awake at the ass crack of dawn, overthinking or scrolling through my phone. It's just been like this for the longest time. Well, you could probably blame my ass backwards schedule for the last few years. It was definitely a mistake to wake up at noon every day just because my job obligations weren't ever restricted by a tight schedule. This is why you can't trust me with working from home. The only things bringing me some form of stability are deadlines. But other than that, jack fucking shit. Even my eating schedule's been whack lately. Well, at least your job schedule's got you doing stuff that can help you sleep at the right time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know it's not the least bit easy. I see you working your ass off to get that bread, but I can't help but feel jealous that you get to sleep like a baby at night. Yeah, you do. As soon as the clock strikes 10 or 10:30, you're all knocked out. But I guess today's an exception since you found out about your girlfriend's terrible insomnia problem just now. Sorry about that, baby. No need for me to apologize? No. I know how important sleep is for you. Don't let my little problem get in the way of it, okay? Wait, what? Stay up with me? What for? You just want to stay up with me and talk for a bit? You think it'll help me get at least a little bit tuckered out? If you think so, babe. I hope it works, but we better be careful. We might end up talking for hours. Worth a shot, though. Even just moderately lengthy conversations can take up a lot of our energy. So, how was your day yesterday? Yes, I know you already told me earlier when we had dinner, but I just want to know again. Maybe something came up after dinner. Ha ha, very funny. Your girlfriend turned out to have a secret life as an insomniac. You're such a clown sometimes. Okay, fair enough. That's one of the many things that made me attracted to you in the first place. You're lucky that I love you so much, or I'd be constantly pinching you to get you to shut that pretty mouth of yours once in a while. But I'm not that cruel, thankfully. So, what do you want to talk about? You gonna try to make me fall asleep through hypnosis? Say that I'm getting very sleepy? Where'd I get that idea? Oh, baby, don't think for a second I haven't tried looking for ways to get my dumb ass to sleep. None of them work, though. I've tried the milk before bed, I've tried counting sheep, I've tried counting backwards from 100, I've tried it all! So I just end up scrolling mindlessly on my phone or listening to something on Spotify. Well, I've tried listening to those sleep aid podcasts, but I kinda wind up becoming obsessed with the voiceover artist instead of being lulled like I'm supposed to. Yep. Well, baby, let me ask you, what is your secret to sleeping well? I mean, I'm clearly doing a shit job, so I might as well ask the best for advice. Hold on, let me get my notepad. Yes, I'm being extra with this. I absorb information better if I handwrite it. Also, think of it as me trying to manifest a better sleeping schedule. Look, put the notepad away? Why? You can't give me advice right now? Ugh, fine, keep your secrets. Well, what do you want to do while you're up? You just want me to rant to you about my sleeplessness. I mean, if you insist. Can't believe you'd rather listen to me talk out of my ass and complain than just tell me what to do. You usually like telling me what to do. Right, only when we're doing it. Ah, I see. If I tell you what's wrong first, then you can tell me what I can do. Silly me. I'm a little out of it, babe, but you can spank me for that one later. Okay, well, where to begin? I've been struggling with sleeplessness for as long as I can remember. I don't know why. I'm starting to think my body's been so used to staying up until sunrise that it's become my normal setting. You wanna know what I really fucking hate, though? When I do end up sleeping eventually, but then my body clock decides, oh, it's time to wake up, even though you've only had like 2 hours of a decent sleep. And my body just goes along with it. No, bitch, you're still lacking sleep. It's a trap to fool you into thinking you'll be productive, when in reality, you'll just be lethargic the whole day. Ugh, and it's not like being up all night is all fun and games either. I mean, sure, there are times when being on the internet is fun, but for most of the time, it's mind-numbing when you've gotten so used to mindless scrolling. Before you know it, you end up on the Wikipedia pages for unusual deaths and toilet paper orientation. Wait. Can you say that again? Do I play with myself? Wouldn't you like to know? Actually, I don't. I'm hardly ever in the mood during this time, so... there? Well, when I'm not on my phone, that's when the overthinking and questioning of existence come in. I just stare at the ceiling and question my life choices so far, wondering how I even got this far with all the questionable decisions I've made. Yeah, your brain making you dwell on things from your past sucks. I've got nothing to gain from it, but still happens. I'm sure you've had your own bouts of that, haven't you? Oh, good. At least I'm not the only one. But seriously, what a dick move from our minds to do that to us. Just when we thought we've moved on from all the bullshit, it comes back to bite you in the ass when you least expect it. What else do I do around this time? When I'm feeling up to it, I will have a midnight snack. But again, that kinda makes it worse, doesn't it? Why would you fuel yourself with energy during the time of day where you're supposed to recharge by sleeping? Ugh, it's like I'm too stupid to live at this point. Okay, you're right, that's a bit much, but it's a miracle I'm surviving on doing the bare minimum of self-care, you know. Perhaps if I just added a little more to that, I'd be more relaxed and inclined to sleep, you know? Eureka! That's an expression I haven't heard in a while. Well, what did you discover, Archimedes?
Oh, okay, you're squishing my face now. Do you mind telling me, or would you just like to do this for a while?
Oh, I understand now. You're right, though. I do need to take better care of myself. Do more than just the bare minimum to keep myself together. Easier said than done, but it needs to be done, right? Admitting it is not half the battle, but it's a start. I may be a grown-ass woman, but that doesn't mean I'm invincible now, does it? So, what would you suggest? Now can I get my notepad? Okay, cool. Limit phone time. I can do that. I need to spare my eyes from all that blue light, let me tell you. Begin a nightly ritual. How's that gonna go? Draw a pentagram and put a pillow inside of it? Oh, an activity. Okay, I knew that. Come to think of it, I have been wanting to improve my skincare routine lately. Will that count? Nice. Wait. Say that one again. Hugs and cuddles every night. Good God, you don't have to convince me that much for those. Well, I am gonna need a bit of your help because you are the expert after all. And call me a bit selfish for saying this, but I'll find any excuse for us to spend more time together. Cheesy or not, it's true. Don't call me out like that when you suggested hugs and cuddles earlier, you. I love you too, baby. Come on, let's be a couple of sluts and hold each other's hands for a while, huh? Oh, I know, how scandalous. The Beatles should have known what kind of filthy behavior they were encouraging when they made I Want to Hold Your Hand. Oh, shush, you know you love my quips. I can count on one thing, though. Your warmth brings me so much comfort. At the end of the day, I'm just really happy that I get to share a bed with you, that I get to hold you and kiss you. I'll really try to take better care of myself, baby. I promise. Thank you for looking out for me. I love you so much. Good night, my love. See you in the morning. Yes, the morning, I swear.